Let's ask Jason Cans. He's the guy we ask the questions to in the best 5 minutes of the day. I'm your question asker, Mark Halverson. Good morning, Dr. Cans.
Good morning. That feels like a preposition to me. Although I would point out that sometimes I make grammatical errors, I make spelling errors, even on I remember when I wrote notes from the upper room, you corrected how I spelled forward, which I was really grateful for.
Yeah, I occasionally can come up with something like that. Well,
I think you're a good speller. I mean, you
love spelling.
You're a pretty good speller.
I mean, I can be a geek. I can be a nerd. I mean, I see we get this, our InterPrep service, and there's kind of a cover page, and the cover page looks ahead to, let me scroll back to it. The cover page looks ahead to when the Scripps National Spelling Bee is coming up May 30th, and that excites me. So, that's kind of weird.
Yeah, I mean, I was always a good speller in school as well. Mm-hmm. But I remember during middle school, I was in the finals and I misspelled autumn. I can distinctly remember misspelling that, and I don't think I've ever misspelled it again.
Yeah, you always, it's those words that get you. I think I got, I like to do the 4th of July spelling bee. I missed it this year at the, at Carson Park. And, they got me on thesaurus 1 year, so,
yeah. Yeah, and autumn is spelled F-A-L-L, in case you're wondering.
That's good. Hey, I just heard yesterday, I was at a meeting and somebody mentioned a group called Skunk Bear, and they do a neuroscience love song. Have you ever heard of this?
I have not heard of that.
Yeah.
That's a new one by me.
Well, I will check it out, and we'll look to bring it to the airwaves. It was myself, and it was kind of a meeting for the Fierce Freedom event, which is called Oh Freedom. It's going to be July 19th, Carson Park. And beyond just a run, it's like a Freedom Family Fun Fest. And 5 to 8 Carson Park, their biggest annual fundraiser. And it was myself and I think 4 or 5 women. And so the women were all hugging at length. And Jesse Podolak, who was there, said, 22 seconds, I think, before, what is it, the oxytocin release in terms of the hug, something like that. So,
Yeah, that's been something I've been hearing about recently is the length required for a good hug.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, most of us, it's just a quick pat on the back and move on. But,
apparently this song celebrates some of the chemical release in terms of... So, anyhow, we'll look forward to that. But I thought of you, and I noted that right away, and I thought, always have the antenna up for something to share here on the radio, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. People would ask the late Rush Limbaugh in terms of prep for his show, and he's like, he and other hosts agree that it's like as soon as you're off the rest of your 21 waking hours before you return to the air again is prep time. So,
I often think that probably about comedians as well, right?
I mean,
they're always kind of watching their world for what is good material for the show.
I think our favorite comedian is Tim Hawkins, and didn't he say that during one of his two stops in Eau Claire? Is just like make observations and talk about it. So,
absolutely, that's a perfect example of that.
And I think he also talked about how everybody's weird, so just embrace it.
Embrace the weird.
Yeah,
yes, that's
for
a
sure.
good motto.
Well, you know, boy, we've covered a lot of New Testament in our time, and we've kind of developed this pattern for quite a while now of.
Yeah,
chatting about whatever and then landing on some scripture. And today we start Galatians.
Yeah, so let's do the first 3 verses.
Good idea.
The first one is just kind of an intro. So
go for it.
It says, "This letter is from Paul, an apostle. I was not appointed by any group of people or any human authority, but by Jesus Christ himself and by God the Father who raised Jesus from the dead. All the brothers and sisters here join me in sending this letter to the churches of Galatia. May God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ give you grace and peace. Jesus gave his life for our sins, just as God our Father planned, in order to rescue us from this evil world in which we live. All glory to God forever and ever. Amen."
All right, and Letters to the Beloved starts this way, Galatians 1:1-3. "My son and I appointed Paul from Tarsus to write this letter to the Galatian church with his fellow ministers' full support." Verse 3, "He opened with words familiar to his writing, 'Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.' Let these words become a part of you, grace and peace, peace and grace. knowing that the goodness of grace infuses life with me. Peace comes from believing in my son's finished work and in my spirit's power to sustain you.
Yeah, you know, so thinking about that, if we think about Paul, he just always came back to that idea of grace. And I think that's a good practice for us as well.
Uh-huh.
Just to remember God's grace and to show grace towards others as well.
Uh-huh. Boy, our wish for everybody all weekend long, right? Grace and
absolutely.
peace and grace,
yep.
Shalom.
Yep.
Shalom.
Yeah, absolutely.
Very good.
Yep.
Well, Caleb, barbecue season is here.
It is indeed. It's that time, which means I need to get my grill out because I have not yet.
Yeah. My grill is on its last legs, literally. I mean, some of the wheels falling off, and I think maybe only one side of the burner works. So, anyhow.
My thing is, like, my grill is in okay shape, but then sometimes, you know, it gets rain on it, even with the cover, and starts rusting. But I just remember the ordeal that I had as a younger single man when I bought that thing and put it together by myself.
Yeah.
And so I don't ever want to buy another grill unless it's pre-assembled.
You don't want to repeat that.
Any businesses out there that do that, just let me know that you do that, and that's probably where I'll go the next time I need a grill.
You want to see the words, no assembly required.
Exactly, because no assembly is possible with this guy.
Well, we got a few barbecue stats. Well, you put the basketball hoop recently.
Exactly, and that's why I don't want to do anything like that again.
We got some barbecue stats for folks this morning.
Yes.
For instance, nearly 60% of Americans own a barbecue grill. More than half of grill owners use their grill on a regular basis. I'm surprised it's not higher.
Yeah. The favorite barbecue foods among Americans are steaks, 34% steaks, then hamburgers, then chicken, ribs, bratwurst, hot dogs, and pork chops. All sound delicious.
Pork chops coming in behind hot dogs. Well, you know, hot dogs and brats, pretty simple. About half of Americans prefer their vegetables grilled, thank you.
I think they really are better that way, with a little oil on them.
Asparagus is good grilled.
Mm. Uh-huh. Despite the convenience of online shopping, 83% of grill sales still occur in store. Yeah, because some of those stores will put them together for you.
Do you sense a theme here? Yeah. The global barbecue grill market is, are you ready for a big number?
Yes.
It's worth over $22 billion, $22.7 billion.
That is incredible.
North America accounts for more than half of the barbecue market worldwide.
Sales of barbecue grills shot up 40% during the pandemic. Not surprising, right? People are saying, well, we got to do something with all this extra time.
That's right. Nearly 60% of grill owners purchase gas grills, with propane being the most popular fuel. That's what we got.
And finally, some grill stats, barbecue stats here in the WIB Wake Up Show. More than half of Americans grill on this holiday, making it the most popular holiday for grilling. Halvo, it's the 4th of July.
Yeah, there you go. But you got to think Memorial Day. That's why even I feel like, are we doing this a little early? Because a lot of times people kind of, the unofficial start to summer, Memorial Day, when 44% of people do their grilling, a little less than Labor Day.
Yeah, Labor Day, Father's Day. And also coming in behind those, a very popular grilling holiday, the Super Bowl. Huh. But again, that might depend on where you live because, February in Wisconsin, you have to be pretty hale and hearty to be able to grill sometimes with the weather that we've got.
I know people who like to grill on December equinox, right? December 21st, celebrating the days getting longer.
There you go. 7:47 on a Friday morning. You're on WWIB, and here on the WIB Wake Up Show, our Friday tradition is to get you caught up on things you might have missed in the past week. News, sports, politics, pop culture. We know you like to stay informed, but we also know you're busy, and we respect your time, so we do this in condensed fashion. We call it headlines, and here we go.
A new study found that American school-age children are the most sleep-deprived in the entire world.
Well, those TikToks don't record themselves.
Go to sleep, kids.
A Delta flight to Atlanta was delayed for several hours when bees took residence on the end of one of the plane's wings.
Yeah, the airline's ground crew added it to their honey-do list.
Ba-dum-tsh.
A large foreign automaker was caught fudging crash tests.
This explains their new hybrid model car. It runs on gas, electricity, and deception.
Yikes.
Images captured by NASA's Perseverance rover suggest the existence of a once thriving and surprisingly potent Martian river.
So when we send humans to Mars, they'll need to take out interplanetary flood insurance.
I'm sure Geico can help.
A new survey reveals that half of Americans pretend not to see a mess so others can clean it.
Pretty sure it's the male half of Americans.
Guys, come on.
A survey finds the average hourly rate paid to babysitters in 2023 is almost $23 an hour.
Wow. At that rate, I'm thinking of retiring and becoming a full-time parent to someone else's kids.
No kidding.
And finally this morning, researchers say as little as 30 minutes of walking can alleviate depression.
Especially if you don't tell the people getting on your nerves exactly where you're going.
Bye.
Those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up. Well, I'm going to repeat something that Michelle from Mid-Mornings played just a couple days ago, and it's, I think, powerful audio. It's from Pastor Alistair Begg, a portion of a sermon preached back in 2019. The full sermon is titled The Power and Message of the Cross, and I want to play just a couple minutes. I do think this could be the most important 2 minutes of your day. Maybe you're on the outside looking in and saying, I don't even know what this Christianity is about. Or maybe you're someone who lives a life of practical atheism sometimes, where you go to church on Sunday, but Monday through Saturday living in a completely different fashion than that. Or maybe you're just someone who's left your first love of Christ, and you're in that situation where you just say, I just feel shallow and dead in my faith. Listen to these 2 minutes. Let's be reminded of the love of God that would send his one and only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Take a listen to this sermon, 2 minutes of it, from Pastor Alistair Begg.
Without the preaching of the cross, without preaching the cross to ourselves all day and every day, we will very, very quickly revert to faith plus works as the ground of our salvation. So that, to go to the old Fort Lauderdale question, if you were to die tonight and you were getting entry into heaven, what would you say? If you answer that, and if I answer it in the first person, we've immediately gone wrong. Because I believed, because I have faith, because I am this, because I am continuing. Loved ones, the only proper answer is in the third person, because he. And think about the thief on the cross. And what an immense, I can't wait to find that fellow one day to ask him, how did that shake out for you? Because you were cussing the guy out with your friend. You've never been in a Bible study. You never got baptized. You didn't know a thing about church membership. And yet you made it. You made it. How did you make it? That's what the angel must have said, you know, like, what are you doing here? Well, I don't know. What do you mean you don't know? Well, because I don't know. Well, you know, excuse me, let me get my supervisor. They go get the supervisor in you. So, wait, just a few questions for you. First of all, Are you clear on the doctrine of justification by faith? The guy said, I never heard of it in my life. And what about, let's just go to the doctrine of Scripture immediately. This guy's just staring. And eventually in frustration, he says, on what basis are you here? And he said, the man on the middle cross said, I can come.
I ain't one to hide my stupid and my stubborn. I won't lie about the alleys where I've been. I won't ever try to cover all the lies that pulled me under, nearly buried in a box of my own sin. And this freedom that I found is not a platform for me to boast in anything that I have done. It's just a messy canvas of God's mercy in my madness, and a fiery love that I could not outrun. I find no glory in my
love's chasing rebels down. When it comes to failure, you're no different. When it comes to shame, you're not alone. From prodigals on bar stools to pretenders in the church pews, nobody's ever really too far gone. Chasing rebels down.
WWIB, the WIB Wake Up Show for the best of the week. This will be a unique one. It focuses exclusively on the Win It Wednesday promotion that spilled over into Thursday. Here we go. Guess the mystery artist. Here's the clip.
Let's try it again.
You don't have to name the song, but can you name the artist?
Good morning, WWIB.
This is Will from Hillsdale.
Will from Hillsdale. Here we go. What artist, Will?
Is that Jeremy Camp?
Is it Jeremy Camp, Halvo?
It's not.
What artist? What artist is that, Paul from Park Falls?
Michael W. Smith.
Michael W. Smith, Smitty, Halvo.
It's not.
I think it's Newsboys.
Newsboys. Is it the Newsboys, Halvo?
It's not.
This is PCD John. Is it Phillips Craig and Dean?
Is it Phillips Craig and Dean? I was just wondering, John, if you would answer anything other than PCD. Is this Phillips Craig and Dean, Halvo?
It's not.
Hi, this is Justin Peterson calling from Rice Lake.
Hey, Justin.
Hey, Justin, what do you think? What artist is that?
I'm going to say Sidewalk Prophets.
Sidewalk Prophets. Oh, I know what song you're thinking of, too.
Huh. No, it's,
no
not.
It's not.
Building 429?
Is it Building 429?
It's not.
This is Jen calling from Barron. Is it David Meese?
Jen from Barron. Is this David Meese? Halvo?
It's not.
For him?
For him. Is it For Him?
I love For Him, but that's not them.
That's Third Day.
That's Third Day.
You sound convincing, but that's not it.
Mary from Bloomer, Matt Marr.
Mary from Bloomer, Matt Marr. And again, I love the alliteration, Mary and Matt Marr, but...
You gotta love Matt Marr, but that's not it.
This is Karen from Eau Claire.
All right, Karen from Eau Claire.
Is it Stephen Curtis Chapman?
Is it Stephen Curtis Chapman?
You know he's my favorite, but no, it's not him.
This is Ryan from Fall Creek. It's Sidewalk Prophets.
Ryan from Fall Creek said it's Sidewalk Prophets with a lot of confidence.
That was guessed earlier, so that's not... You get a bonus guess as well. Shoot. Yeah, that was guessed earlier.
Yeah, you can have a bonus guess, Ryan. Go ahead.
Then I'm lost. Right. I was convinced it was the words I would say, so yeah. I got nothing.
My name's Brian. I'm calling from Eau Claire.
Brian from Eau Claire.
And I was and am so convinced it's Third Day, and you guys are just mistaken on that. But I'm going to go out of left field and say, steal it.
Say Skillet. Is it Skillet, the One Fest Saturday night headliner? How vote?
It's not.
Melissa Eau Claire.
Melissa from Eau Claire. Here it is one more time. What artist is that, Melissa?
For King and Country.
Is it For King and Country? I get where you're going with the drums and such.
Great group. It's not them.
This is Dorothy from Eau Claire.
Dorothy from Eau Claire. What artist is this? What do you think, Dorothy?
Switchfoot.
Is it Switchfoot?
One of Caleb's favorite groups. It's not Switchfoot.
Not Switchfoot.
History made on the WIB Wake Up Show yesterday. Four different installments of Win It Wednesday. 7:15, 45, 8:15, 8:45. And we came up with no winners, Caleb.
So we're going to try again on Try Again Thursday here on WWIB. This is not Jeremy Camp, Michael W. Smith, Sidewalk Prophets, Phillips Craig and Dean, Newsboys, David Meese, For Him, Third Day, Matt Maher, Stephen Curtis Chapman, Skillet, For King and Country, Mac Powell, Switchfoot, Petra, Casting Crowns, Point of Grace, or Carmen. Those are all incorrect answers.
Who's left?
That's what you got to think. Dig deep.
Jen from Barron. Hey, Jen. Is it Mercy Me?
Is it Mercy Me?
Boy, nobody guessed Mercy Me
yet. I'm kind of surprised no one had guessed Mercy Me. That's not what we're looking for, Jen. Thank you. And call again.
Jamie from Eau Claire.
Hey, Jamie.
Hi. Is it Hillsong Worship?
Is it Hillsong Worship?
Hillsong. Good guess.
Hillsong Worship. So our buddy Oliver from Eau Claire really thought it was Seventh Time Down. It's not Seventh Time Down. So
we'll add that
thank
to the
you
list.
To Oliver for narrowing another one down.
Hi, my name is Cheryl. I'm from Eau Claire. I'm just going to say Zach Williams.
Zach Williams.
Boy, what a great artist he is.
That's hasn't not been it, guessed yet. Not Zach Williams.
How about Danny Gokey?
Danny Gokey, Wisconsin.
That's a good
zone.
Guess.
Not Danny Gokey.
Is it Matthew West?
Is it Matthew West? It is not Matthew West. I was just looking. I'm surprised he hasn't been guessed yet. But
you're
no,
right.
It's not Matthew West.
It isn't by any chance Rich Mullins.
Is it Rich Mullins?
Rich Mullins, mystery artist.
This is Adam from Halley.
Hey,
is
Adam.
It Audio Adrenaline?
Audio Adrenaline.
Audio
is it Audio A?
No. WWIB, it's time for the eighth segment in 2 days of Name the Mystery Artist.
Yeah, good morning. My last answer will be Scott Trepane.
Scott Crepane.
Ah, what a great artist. We played so much of his music over the years, but that's not it. Sorry, John. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Mark from Chippewa Falls.
Hey, Mark.
Hi.
Who is it?
I'm guessing Mark Schultz, Love Has Come.
You're guessing Mark Schultz.
Love Has Come. What makes you say that?
Just the first beginning of the song. This sounds so familiar to me.
Yeah, let's listen to that a little bit here again. Yeah, that sounds like Mark Schultz, Love Has Come, huh? Is that what you say?
Yep.
Well, Mark, you got it. Mark from Chippewa Falls, our 48th guest after 2 full days of the WIB Wake Up Show. You have found that mystery artist.
We're actually going to hear the song. Congratulations, Mark.
Oh, thank you so much.
Fantastic job. And there is a collective sigh of relief from all over Western Central Wisconsin as we finally got this. I don't know. We'll just leave it out there. If we had gotten to 50 incorrect guesses, if we would have ever told you. But you know what? Everyone's saved now. Thanks to you, Mark, from Chippewa Falls. God bless you.
Way to go, Mark.
Oh, thank you so much. I had all night to think about it.
Yeah, all night, absolutely.
We just had our little one in the hospital here, so listening on the live stream. Oh, yeah, we just had our second born, little boy.
Okay.
And just tell the world his name is Zachary.
Ah.
Wonderful.
Congratulations. What a great winner and a great contest on the WIB Wake Up Show.
Congratulations again, Mark from Chippewa Falls. Thank you to everyone for being part of this show this week.